So the hilarious thing about making videos of this type of thing is that if you fuck something up, I can't just edit it out. I can't just edit the audio out. And I left a pretty good explanation. And then I fucked up the ending. And I thought, well, instead of making a choppy video, I'm just going to redo this whole thing. So anyway, 4-year-old girl brought to the physician by her mom, 3-week history of a lump in her neck. Physical examination shows a 2 centimeter mass just inferior to the hyoid bone. And a technetium 99 pertechnetate scan shows uptake in the mass. You're probably like, no fucking idea what that means. Doesn't matter. Don't worry. Which of the following is the most likely to be seen on biopsy of the mass? So if you're not sure based on the vignette alone, we can look at the answer choices and attempt to gain an understanding of what these refer to diagnostically. Choice A. Apple green birefringence with Congo red stain. That's pretty buzzy for medullary or medullary thyroid carcinoma. That is what amyloid stains as. Okay, so that can also be if you had renal amyloidosis. That could be what you'd see on staining. A lot to talk about. I don't want to go on a 40-minute discussion and digress. Choice B, chief cells. That refers to parathyroid hormone producing cells. We're obviously talking about the neck here. Chief cells could refer to the pepsinogen secreting cells in the stomach, but of course that's not going to be what we're referring to. Seminoma bodies, probably one of the most overrated histologic factoids on USMLE, where a lot of resources will emphasize it, like, oh my God, what are the four cancers that have seminoma bodies? And it's like, rarely fucking shows up, okay? But seminoma bodies are our ring-like lamellated calcium depositions that we can get in some cancers, namely papillary or papillary thyroid carcinoma, meningioma, mesothelioma, and serous cyst adenocarcinoma of the ovary. So then taste buds, you're like, not really sure what that's referring to, but we see it. Thyroid follicles, okay. And based on inferring diagnostically and linking it to the vignette, we can say, okay, this is probably referring to a thyroglossal duct cyst, which is thyroid follicles, as the correct answer. This is actually a bit more of a challenging description in the vignette, because I would guess that 2/3 to 3/4 of thyroglossal duct cyst questions will have your very buzzy statement of a midline neck mass that moves upward with swallowing slash protrusion of the tongue. So some students are probably, or I'd say many students are looking for that description here and they don't see it and they're like, okay, so midline neck mass that moves upward with protrusion of the tongue slash swallowing. That's classic for thyroglossal duct cyst. Here they say a neck mass just inferior to the hyoid bone. That's also thyroglossal duct cyst. So those are two ways that they can ask this question. Another important answer for NBME for thyroglossal duct cyst is, let's say they'll give you the same exact question here, and then the answer will be the embryology, okay, like pharyngeal arches, pouches, endoderm, ectoderm, those types of things. So what you need to memorize is thyroglossal duct cyst is derived from the endoderm of the foramen cecum. Okay? No extraneous detail beyond that. Okay, you don't have to worry about like the whole passageway of like the tongue to the thyroid gland. Like, don't worry. Just you're gonna memorize for your USMLE. Number one, for so we're obviously talking about thyroglossal duct cyst. Number one, midline neck mass that moves upward with protrusion of the tongue slash swallowing. Number two, mass inferior to the hyoid bone, plus or minus uptake in a peds case. And then number three, not only are the thyroid follicles on biopsy, but we would embryologically have endoderm of the foramen cecum, okay, as the answer. So that's really important. Some differentials that are notable slash high yield is if rather than a midline neck mass, if they mention a lateral neck mass in pediatrics, the two main answers you're going to see are brachial cleft cyst, and the other one will be sternocleidomastoid injury. The latter in particular, sternocleidomastoid injury, can be is more likely to be the answer if they tell you the kid has a crooked neck, like a torticollis type of situation, or if they told you there was a forceps delivery. Okay, those are obviously ways that you can have traction on the neck and have injury of the muscle. That's pretty much it.